You know, there are all kinds of interesting people who live right around your neighborhood, like, oh, the publicist, the rights distribution manager.
Would you look at that? It's people in your neighborhood on 95BFM.
Oh, hi there.
Shh, listen.
Welcome, Peter.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Is that the actual track from Sesame Street, or are we not allowed to say that?
No, I don't think it is the actual one from Sesame Street. I think that was kind of like, these are the people in the neighborhood. That one.
That's the one I remember.
Which is, what I kind of thought would be a good name for this, because it is a feature about talking to different people in the music industry, about what they do and about how they can help people, like specifically musicians and I guess, the wider general public, which is actually what you do.
Oh, I try.
Yep.
and we do. We're trying to do a little bit of that, yes.
Yep. So you work for an organisation called Music Helps, which was formerly the New Zealand Music Foundation.
That's correct.
And you were founded in 2012?
Yes.
Yep. Can you give us a bit of a background on what Music Helps does?
Sure. It's not a new idea. There are organisations like Music Helps in pretty much all of the markets around the world, and they all have levels of support to music people that are going through illness, distress and hardship at the core of what they do. In the US, there's an organisation called Music Hares, which is an offshoot of the Grammy Foundation. In the UK, there's Help Musicians UK. In Canada, there's the Unison Fund. And the one that probably the organisation that we're closest to as a counterpart organisation is Support Act in Australia.
Yeah.
And the New Zealand Music Foundation came about as a result of those all being exemplars in other markets that people thought that New Zealand might make use of. So the organisation started off providing financial support to music people that were experiencing illness or catastrophic loss of some sort. That's extended out now to providing mental health and wellbeing support through a helpline and through face-to-face counselling.
Right.
The thing that makes Music Helps unique amongst its partner, the partners, charities around the world, is that we also have, as part of what we do, supporting music projects in the community or projects in the community that use music to help people in need. And that basically, by people in need, we're talking people who are experiencing health issues, who are experiencing disability, who might be at risk or vulnerable.
Right, and so they can apply. Is that the benevolent fund?
No, the benevolent fund is work that we do with the work that we do in the community with people in the community. Those people that we help there don't necessarily have anything to do with music. Our role there is to promote and support projects that really use this power of music that we're all aware of to make a difference to someone's life, someone who is in need.
Because, we all, know it really affects your mood, music, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
And it can be used as a really powerful intervention in lots of different ways. So music therapy in hospices and hospitals is something that we're very into. There are a few projects about the place that use music as a way of getting through to people who are perhaps young people who are perhaps going through a bit of a rough patch, who aren't involved in education or training, who may have come to the attention of the authorities in some way, shape or form. And music provides an alternative way of engaging with them and trying to get them back on the right path.
So do you have musicians that go out and see those people? How does that work?
Generally speaking, those are different types of professionals. So, for instance, if you want to be a music therapist, you'll go to the New Zealand School of Music, which is attached to Victoria in Wellington. And it's really quite tough to get in. Excuse me. I think you need grade 8 piano and guitar, and you need to have an undergraduate degree. And then there's an extra 2 years of study and then placement in clinics and hospitals as a professional who makes use of music as kind of a tool to provide healthcare.
So you'd have to be really, really wanting to help people out.
There's a difference between music therapy and music as therapy.
Yes.
just experiencing music absolutely is proven to elevate mood, but it can shift you in both directions. There's quite a lot of talk about that. Sometimes you get quite paradoxical results. So, for instance, when you go through, why do we always want to listen to really sad songs after we've gone through a breakup? And there was a whole piece of research done on this.
Yeah.
And to paraphrase hugely, the conclusion of it was that music was acting as the kind of the empathetic friend that understood what you were going through. So in that moment, listening to downbeat stuff is probably okay.
Yeah.
But generally, more up-tempo, more upbeat stuff is more likely to elevate your mood.
Yeah.
The really downbeat stuff. That's music as therapy. But music therapists are very much specialized professionals who use music in a particular way to improve things like fine motor control. So, for instance, or to engage certain cognitive function that hasn't been working in the past. A great example of that is one of the projects that we work with. Called the Celebration Choir, which is entirely made up of it, that has a connection to Auckland University as well.
Yeah,
it's part of the Centre for Brain Research here, and the members of the choir are all people that have experienced either stroke or acquired brain injury or some kind of issue that affects their neurological function. So if you have a lot of people will have experienced with someone that they know that's had a stroke, for instance, that it may have taken away their power of speech. But weirdly, because of the way that the brain is wired, they're still able to sing.
Wow,
those two things are really quite separate.
Yeah.
And it all has a total. I mean, this isn't weird stuff. This is all based in quite basic neuroscience. But what a music therapist will be able to do in conjunction with a speech therapist is use that ability to sing, work on breath control, modulation, volume, all of that kind of thing, to rewire the brain and allow that person to regain the kind of ability to communicate that they've lost as a result of the stroke. And that's, I've seen that happen. And it looks like black magic when it happens.
It's so fascinating.
Really,
yeah.
It's really weird. But the impact that it has on the individual is just huge. And that's what the charity's all about. I mean, we love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there weren't enough people out there supporting it and making it happen. It falls between the cracks. But people who want to put those kinds of projects into the community fall between the cracks. They find it hard to get support, and music helps us here to help them on their way.
So they can apply for grants through They just have to like fill in an application of specifically what they're doing.
Financial support is definitely one of the ways that we support them, but we also like to think there's a partnership between us and the projects. And the projects that we're working with at the moment stretch all the way from Whangarei to Invercargill.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. And can you tell us a bit more about, I guess, when people are suffering, like musicians and the wider kind of team around the musicians? Because you don't just cover off musicians, you cover off like managers and things like that for when there's mental health issues and
absolutely
well-being and, yeah.
It's anybody that has a part to play in making live or recorded music possible in Aotearoa. Mm. And the ways that we provide support started off with financial assistance. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, if you'd experienced some kind of catastrophic loss or if you just had a diagnosis of serious illness, you could approach Music Helps and say you needed, you'd just had a diagnosis of cancer or something like that, and you needed a fridge to keep all of your medications at a certain temperature or something of that nature. But you didn't have the wherewithal to get that, and you needed it right now, then that's something that we would be able to help with. Similarly, if you've been to a GP and you were worried that there was something that you hadn't been, that was in the mix that you needed to go and see a specialist for, but that specialist wasn't going to be available, the specialist appointment wasn't going to be available for 3 months, and you really wanted to get it sorted before then, that's something we could help with. by facilitating you to go on the on the private system.
Right.
Similarly, if you know, we've had a situation where if someone's just before summer, someone's house burnt down with where they were staying, with all of their stuff in it, they lost all of their equipment. And that meant that they were looking quite seriously at losing all of the shows that they had booked over that period, and a significant chunk of their ability to keep themselves alive was going to be very negatively affected. We were able to can help with that as well, just to get you back into a position where you can fulfil the contracts that you've signed and the commitments that you've made. Another one that springs to mind is there was a musician whose mobility had become extremely compromised and had been living in the same house for 20, 30 years. All of their support was around them. Their whānau, their friends, their colleagues. They had a whole... If you lose your mobility, then and you don't have the wherewithal to stay in the place... in your home, then the only option is to move away from your home, and that can have quite far-ranging effects on people. And so what we were able to with this particular person, the issue was that the bathroom wasn't accessible. If your bathroom is not accessible, then that means you can't maintain a level of personal hygiene. It's not a good place to be. And what we were able to do is assist with making the bathroom accessible in this person's place, which meant that they were able to stay in their home where all their family was, and that's the kind of result that we look for.
Wow, I had no idea how much music helps.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
one of the reasons why we changed the name, actually.
Yeah.
Just to make it a little bit from New Zealand Music Foundation to Music Helps, just to make it a bit clearer what it is that we're doing in the community.
And it does. And can you talk about maybe like how it's set up for when people are in like distress and they want to talk to somebody and they need that kind of support, you know? Can you talk to us a little bit about that and the people in that team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the place to start there is another thing that we do on a biannual basis is a thing called the New Zealand Music Community Wellbeing Survey. And a lot of people who are in the who are music people out there will be aware of this and may have actually done it themselves. We did that in 2016, and it showed us a lot of really quite distressing results. It was nothing that we weren't aware of, but with those survey results, what we were able to do is turn all the anecdotes that we hear every day as music people that are happening in our community and put some real numbers behind them and some kind of measurement as to how prevalent the issue was. And what, without going into specifics about it, what came out clearly was that we needed to get more support and assistance on the ground that was tailored to music people. Support that if a music person wants to access it, they would immediately be up and running with this person. So there was a comment from the survey that that I always remember, which was, look, if I have to tell the person at Samaritans, if I have to explain for 15 minutes the music industry context that I believe has contributed to the situation that I'm in right now, to the person at Samaritans, I'm not going to pick up the phone. So what that led to was the development of the Music Helps Wellbeing Service. And that's a 24/7 helpline, 0508 Music Helps, and a face-to-face counselling service. And of course, also those counsellors are aware of what we do in the benevolent fund space as well. So it's a pretty comprehensive package of support. What will happen is that you'll call or email the service, and you'll be straight through to a professional counsellor who will talk to you about the situation you're in. Vast majority of the people that we speak to, that conversation's actually enough.
Yeah.
They have that conversation. They are able to clarify a lot of the issues that they're facing, and that's great. Brilliant. For those where some more in depth support's going to be required, what we can then do from there is refer you on to one of our roster of Music Helps counsellors. Now, they exist from all across the country. It was really important to us that whether you're in Dargaville or whether you're in Southland, that we could put you in contact with someone fairly close to you. And the counsellors are... There's a full range of disciplines there. So psychologists, psychiatrists, counsellors, all of those are accessible through the service, and it's whatever it is that's going to give you the best support given the situation that you're facing at the time. So, for instance, all of the counsellors that we have on the roster are registered with their professional body. Mm-hmm. If it is alcohol and substance use that is the issue that you're facing, the registration body that's most particular to that is DAPANS, which is a Drug and Alcohol Practitioners Association of Aotearoa New Zealand.
Oh my gosh.
DAPANS. We have DAPANS registered counsellors, and so the person who speaks to you initially will be able to put you in that direction. But the really cool thing is that all of the counsellors, no matter whatever their discipline is, they are professionally registered. They have at least 5 years of practice experience, and most importantly, and this is what makes the service different, they all have a demonstrable track record of working with music people or people from the creative industries. Mm-hmm. And we found that that's hugely important.
Yeah, because, a lot of it is that you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. You're putting your art out there, and yep. If you're not getting, the kind of recognition or, whatever, if you're getting negative backlash or I don't even know, it's just... Having someone to talk to is just the main thing, because it yep. can be really isolating, especially too if you're working in a venue and you're working at night time, you don't see daylight because you're working every night, and that's it can be really difficult.
Yeah. Unhealthy work environment, yep. unhealthy work hours, easy access to alcohol and substances, a culture that's not necessarily hugely supportive if you're getting the support and assistance that you need when you need it. All of that contributed to the us wanting to put the service out there.
Yeah, that's so cool. And can you tell us, how is it funded?
Well, we're a charity, so we go out and we access the same kinds of sources of funding that other charities do. So we ask for donations, and we put on events, and every so often we're able to apply for grants for what we do. And every so often there's the odd very kind business. And particularly, we're very lucky to have extremely enthusiastic support from the music industry.
Yeah.
And they really believe in what we do and the difference that we make in the community, and that's wonderful to have.
Yeah, because you did you do an annual quiz night.
We do.
Yeah.
We do the New Zealand Music Month legendary quiz, legendary yep. Music Month quiz.
And then you've got one coming up this Friday.
Yes.
It's kind of an event, but it's kind of a celebration.
Well, we're really excited about this. This is the first time that we've really tried to get the New Zealand public as a whole involved, and it's New Zealand Music T-Shirt Day. We can't claim to have come up with the idea ourselves. It's been done elsewhere, most famously in Australia, where they have Oz Music T-Shirt Day, but we've partnered up with the Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards. Mm-hmm. The idea is that it's like a dress down Friday. You wear your favourite Kiwi band or artist tee this Friday, take a photo of yourself, post a selfie, use the hashtag NZ Music T-Shirt Day and show us what you're up to. And the whole idea, there's two prongs to this. Firstly, we really like that it's going to highlight the role that merch has
yep.
for artists these days, and how important it is, how important a revenue stream it is if you're an artist and you're trying to make your way out there.
Is that the thing that artists mostly get money from? They get the majority percentage of that item?
I don't know. I don't know what the average merch deal is.
Yeah. I just wondered, because I know that they don't get a lot from everything else. So I wonder if
I know Don McGlashan has a real racket going in tea towels.
Ah, cool.
every tour he does, he has a series of tea towels. And I think one of the bands that's most known for its merch is Beast Wars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There are some truly... legendary T-shirts, I believe.
Yeah.
In the Beast Wars back catalogue, and I believe it contributes significantly to their ability to keep going and keep making music.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. The idea also is when you wear a Kiwi Band T-shirt this week, you make a donation
So it's kind of like a mufti day.
It is.
From high school.
It is, kind of.
Primary school, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're asking, what we're hoping that some of the secondary schools are going to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So it's really going out to the industry, because, you know, there's a few industry people that have, or industry bodies that have formed teams, and
yep.
It's quite competitive, isn't it?
It is.
I look at the leaderboard every day, and I'm not even on there. I can see APRA, I think, was winning last time I was on there. So for the industry bodies, they've got together as a team, and they're posting as a team, and people can donate to teams, but you can sign up as a individual.
You can. We were really worried that people might not have Kiwi Band T-shirts. And again, we were really lucky that Herbs, Dudes, 660, Lord, on the spot here. Mine's suddenly gone blank. But basically, if you go into JB Hi-Fi, if you go into JB Hi-Fi online, website online, you can order an exclusive NZ Music T-shirt.
That's really cool.
And there are seven artists that have Split Ends. That's six. Did I say Lord?
Yep, you said Lord. there was one guy in my office who was like, oh, I don't have one. I was like, you've got to go get one.
Yeah.
So Dude 660.
Oh, Sheehard.
And is that True Bliss?
And True Bliss. Yep. And True Bliss.
True Bliss
one is
look epic. At that.
That caused an inordinate amount of excitement.
The fact that we were having a
True Bliss T-shirt, but they're all available online, at to order. And if you order now, you'll probably be able to get it by Friday. Or if you go in store, they're all available in store as well.
Yeah. So all the funds go to Music Helps.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's amazing. So we're talking to Peter Dickens from Music Helps, which is a charity that helps change lives through music. Are you able to give us a little bit of your background? Like, how did you get into this role?
I started out in on the media side of things, and I did quite a bit of work with NZ On Air back in the day, and quite a bit in student radio as well. And went overseas after that and ended up falling into charities.
Oh, cool.
And not-for-profits. And really, that was the thing. You know, I was off then. I mean, you spend quite a while trying to find your thing. And it's quite nice when you finally do.
Yeah.
And charities for not-for-profits has been where I've been for about the last 20 years, in the UK mostly, and came back about 5 years ago and straight into this role.
Wow, that's super cool. Yeah. And what do you think is like the best thing about your job?
Oh, absolutely, the impact that you have. With this one, it's quite interesting. I do really like turning things. It's amazing how difficult it is for Kiwi music people to ask for help.
Mm.
We're crap at asking for help and for the support that we need, and that's understandable. And also, there's almost this feeling that they feel they don't deserve support, the same support and assistance that other people might get. And I think part of that is that you are told to go into music you're given lots of cautionary tales. Oh, do you really want to do that? It'd be much better to be an accountant or an engineer or something like that. So you need to go against possibly the advice of a lot of people to just keep music as a hobby, to really commit. And I was talking to a songwriter from the States, who's really quite, who's very well established in his career. I said, well, what do you do? You lecture at universities every so often, and I bet you have parents coming up to you going, oh, my kid wants to get into music. What do you tell them? And he said, I've thought about this a lot, and what I tell them is they should do music if they can't not do music.
Yeah.
And that sort of spoke to me quite a lot. The people that are successful are always incredibly prepared for success when it comes. You know, everyone talks about overnight sensations and lucky breaks and all the rest of it. I haven't seen anybody who has had a lucky break that wasn't totally prepared when their craft and their thoughts about where they wanted to go and their vision for their music and the amount of effort and foundations that they had put down.
I've met writers that are just like so prolific, you just don't even know how they're writing so much. like how they have that much talent in them, you know, like for one person. And they're always incredibly hardworking people as well, you know. And I think people kind of think that it's this like rock and roll lifestyle that's heaps of fun, but you know, it's really, really hard from what I've seen.
Absolutely.
You know, I can't do it. And so I'm in awe of people that can.
And it's and a lot of times it's all or nothing. It's extended periods of intense emotional and physical work, followed by periods of nothing. One of the things that we deal with at Music Helps are the issues that artists face when they come off tour, for instance. When suddenly there's not, you know, a show every second night that they have to do. That's quite tough.
And missing the people in the band.
Yep.
Yeah, like especially if they're like session musicians and they work with people from overseas or whatever. But you do have that kind of like thing where, I mean, I don't know if most people get this, but if you hang out with somebody for ages and then all of a sudden they aren't there anymore, you grieve for them, you know, and it must be a lot of that when you come off tour because you're missing your bandmates and stuff, you know.
And getting back into normal life, particularly for those of those music people that have families, and coming back to the, back to their families, that's often really quite difficult.
Yeah.
And it's the, I mean, it is a real buzz to say, well, when you get called by a music person and they're going, I absolutely don't know what to do. I don't know what support's available to me. And, we can say, look, we can do this and we can do this and we can do this. And you can almost feel the weight coming off their shoulders on the other end of the phone. And that's really lovely to know that someone who was in that who was feeling that level of pressure and anxiety is now starting to see a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. And of course, we take confidentiality extremely seriously at the charity, and that's really important for people to know. It's one of our absolute watchwords. So I can't talk about any of it.
No.
but there is one person, unless they let us. And one thing that's come out of the New Zealand Music T-shirt Day work that we've been doing is Lydia Cole, and she's an artist. She's been nominated twice for a Silver Scroll. She's working hard in Europe at the moment, and has you know, she one of the first times that she contacted us, she'd just gone through an album, self-released an album, and totally managed herself on a sellout New Zealand and Australian tour, and it really takes it out of you. It's really draining, and we were really pleased to be able to offer her some support. And she was when she found herself in this same position again, she contacted us again and again. We were very, very happy to help her. And she said some lovely things about us online. So.
That's awesome. And it's good to that she is like open to sharing that story, because I feel that people, you know, when you do suffer from mental health, you do keep it a secret, and then, you know, eventually you find like-minded people and you start talking about it, and it actually makes you feel better when it's kind of, not normalised, but you have this camaraderie around what it feels like, because it's different for everyone, you know. So yeah, I think it's really brave of her to do that, and really awesome.
Lydia comments specifically on that.
Yeah.
When she was interviewed, and one of the things that she said was that when she contacted Music Helps, the counsellor that we were able to put her in touch with said, look, I'm aware of your work, and I'm a huge admirer, and I think you're doing the right thing. And she said that meant the world to her, just to have someone say that back and reflect it back.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, so if you're a musician or supporting a musician or in a music kind of, I don't know, community, and you need help, the phone number to contact you is
0508 Music Helps.
Okay, and if you want to support and get in behind New Zealand Music with New Zealand Music T-shirt Day that's happening this Friday, you can go to
nzmusictshirtday.org.nz.
Yeah, and if you want to just check out the website, it's musichelps.org.nz as well.
That's correct.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming up and talking
to us
today.
Thank you for inviting us up.
We've been speaking to Peter Dickens from Music Helps. Go check out the website. It's really amazing what they do, and yeah, worth being a part of.
Another friendly face to make your life a little richer. People in your neighbourhood on 95 VFM.